Ake sifundeke iBhayibheli encwadini kwabaseRoma isahluko seshumi nambili kusukela evesini lesithupha.
Let's read now from the Bible, Romans chapter 12 and from verse 6.
Sinezipho zomusa ezahlukileyo ngokomusa esiwuphiweyo uma singesokuprofeta asiprofete ngesilinganiso sokukholwa uma singeku sokukhonza kube senkonzweni ofundisayo kube sekufundiseni oyalayo ekuyaleni owabayo enze ngobuqotho oholayo ngenkuthalo ohawukelayo ngentokozo.
Verse 6 to 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
Uthando. Malungabikho nakuzenzisa nenyanye okubi nibambelele kokuhle.
Verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
Thandanani ngenhliziyo ngothando lobuzalwane. Ekwasizaneni nandulelwane.
Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another.
Ekhuthaleni ningenqeni.
Not lagging in diligence.
Nivute emoyeni nikhonze inkosi.
Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Ake sigcine khona lapho.
We'll stop reading there. Let's pray before we continue.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usithumele umoya wakho ingcwele. Athinte inhliziyo zethu ngalokho esikuzwayo. Sikuzwisise kahle.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send your Holy Spirit, that he will touch our hearts and that we, when we hear, that we'll really understand.
Ukuphuma kwethu kule auditorium engafani nokungena kwethu.
May our leaving this auditorium be different to the way that we entered it.
Uyiguqule impilo yethu ibe yilokho okuthandayo wena, kube iphunga elimnandi kuwe.
Transform, change our lives that they may become that which you want them to be, a sweet savor to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje lelizwi esilfundile iyachaza ngempilo yomuntu owadalwa ngomfanekiso kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi umelwe ukuthi aphile kanjani.
This portion of scripture explains to us what someone who is created in God's image should be like.
Ukuthi uNkuluNkulu ufuna ukuba siphile empiloni.
God is telling us what type of a life he wants us to live.
Ngomusa wakhe usivezeleke ukuthi lo nalo kumelwe ukuthi abe enhloboni.
So in his grace he explains to us how each one should be.
Kungamanga kaSathane.
It's a lie of the devil.
40 Inkohliso embi.
And a huge deception.
Yokuthi, hayi, phela abafundisi bona abaqhuba indaba. Kusho ukuthi bona abanomsebenzi, mina ngingayiphilela
To believe that the whole thing is left over to the preachers, to the pastors. They must get on with the job, and we others can just sit back and just live our own lives, do what we like. I say that is a lie of the devil. Because woe to you if on judgment day you stand before the judge of all judges and you have not lived the life that he wanted you to live. Don't for a moment think, well, this is just for my teacher to do or my pastor and for our leaders. God expects something from you personally, whether you're old or young. God has called you personally. God has a plan for you individually, you personally. Jesus used the parable of those to whom he gave talents. One 5, to the other 2, and to the other one, he gave 1. And the one who got the 1 talent, he said, Lord, he took it, he wrapped it up and buried it. And when the Lord challenged him about it, he said, Lord, I was afraid of you. I knew you were a hard man. And the Lord severely reprimanded him and said, let his talent be given to the one who has 5. Because the one who had 5 had worked diligently with 5 and earned another 5. The one who had received 2 earned another 2. But this one with the 1 did nothing with his. And the one who was diligent and faithful in the talent the Lord had given him, it was multiplied. He was even given more. But the other one who just sat back, he says, well, I'll just keep it hidden away. And he didn't do anything with it. It was even taken away from him and given to the one who had. God, God wants you to be salt and light there where He has placed you. And even if you're from Korea and you've come to study here, God wants you to be light even here.
Noma ukhamuka le eNetherlands, eHolland. Noma ukhamuka, fike la, fanele ukuthi wena ukhanye, ube usawothi, ube imfiliso kubantu. Hayi ukuthi ubheke abanye nje, ulindele ukuba uyophiwa uyibona. Cha, wena ufanele ukuthi usebenzise lokho onakho.
Or whether you're from the Netherlands or elsewhere, you are here, God has placed you here, and it's expected of you to be light right here. Don't look at others and say, well, I'm waiting for them to be a blessing to me. You be a blessing to them.
Noma ugula, noma uphila, noma unhlobone, baba sikhakha, noma.
And even if we have retired already, we have gray hair, it doesn't give us an excuse to sit back. Even at that time, in that stage of our lives, we need to be a light there where we are. We shouldn't have the attitude of saying, well, I have no responsibility anymore. I'm retired. Or maybe I'm a school child. I say, well, it's up to the teachers. It's up to the leaders. I don't really have any responsibility myself. That's the wrong attitude. Or maybe you even say, well, I am a Christian, but, well, and that's good enough for me. And we have no burden to reach out to help others. Jesus tells us how He will judge on Judgment Day. He'll take the least in our midst. And He'll say, what you've done to that one who is the least, that you did to me. But maybe you say, look, I don't get involved. I don't get involved in other people's business. I just stick to myself. I'm not concerned. And you don't even notice the hardship, the suffering of the people that are right next door to you. Now these talents God has given us, it's not just for our own business, but they concern other people too.
Wena, utanginandaba nabanye.
Maybe you say, well, I'm not concerned about other people.
Nginako kwami.
I just look after my own business, my own affairs.
Kanti uJesu uthi uma uthi uyamthanda uNkulunkulu ungathanda umzalwane wakho nomakhelwane wakho namanga.
Yet the Lord Jesus says, if you claim to love God and you do not love your brother or your neighbor, then you are a liar.
Ngikhumbula ngeminyaka ephambili kusabusa ama nationalist.
I remember years ago when the nationalists were still ruling here.
Ngalalela ngelinye ilanga kukhuluma uDokotela Verwoerd.
I once heard a speech by Dr. Verwoerd.
Why say kuluma ngama Bantustan?
At that time he was speaking about what is then known as the Bantustan.
Why said kube ngathi ngisamuva namhlanje kusakhenketela indlebeni zami. Ons moet ons naaste lief hê soos onsself. Hadi au dokotela. Au wena prime minister. Kululu kusho lokho. Kodwa ukuthi umthande ngempela njengokuba usithanda wena. Ai angazi.
And he said in his speech that we need to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And I said, oh my doctor or prime minister, that is easy to say such a thing, but can you, is it, it's not so easy to love him as you love yourself.
Kodwa ngikhumbula ngo-1966 lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nami. Athi hey we elo, awusatshelwa uVerwoerd usu. Ongundunankulu what's in South Africa. Usotshelwa yimina uNkulunkulu. Ungqongqoshe. Nondunankulu wasezulwini. Ukuthi wothanda umakhelwane wakho njengokuba uzithanda wena.
And I remember 1966 when God confronted me, he challenged me. And he said, now, it's not your prime minister, it's not Dr. Verwoerd who's telling you this, but I, God, am telling you, I being the heavenly prime minister, am saying to you, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Inkosi yethu yahlangana nabantu, ikhuluma, baze bafika kuye, babe nombuzo, ubani ongumakhelwane wami.
One day the Lord was speaking to the multitudes and then they approached him and asked him the question, who then is my neighbor?
Why say baxoxela indaba?
And then he told them a story.
Ekhona umuntu owasuka le esendleleni yaseJericho neJerusalem.
He told them a story of a man who was traveling from Jericho to Jerusalem. And robbers attacked him, and they robbed him, and they left him wounded. This type of criminality hasn't just started now, it's been around a long time. They left him lying there in a desperate state. This person was a Samaritan. The Samaritans were a colored race, a mixed race. And the Jews despised the Samaritans.
Uma utshele umuntu ukuthi uyimSamaria kusho ukuthi umbiza ngegama elibi.
And if they said to someone, you're just a Samaritan, that was not a compliment.
Ngoba kufana nokuthi uma uhlangana nendiya noma ukhuluma ngamandiya uthi kula.
In fact, it was similar to calling an Indian a coolie.
Oh, a black man, you just call him a cafe. That's what the Jews did to the Samaritans and how they dealt with them and reckoned with them.
Kushuthi kwakuyinto efanayo ngaleso sikhathi abeJuda bebiza umSamaria ngaleyo ndlela.
Hayi lo mSamaria ubeleleke. Eyopha engakwazi ukuvuka
So the Samaritan lay there wounded in great pain, unable to continue. And a priest came along. And the priest looked at this man and just then walked past, left him lying there. And then a Levite came along. And when he saw this injured man, he walked to the other side of the street and continued. And then the Lord asked them, he said, who then is the neighbor in this story? I'm referring to the Samaritan. Here it was the Samaritan that came to this man's help. And remember, it's easy to help someone who's related to you or the same group. Then it's easier to help such a person. These two men, the priest and the Levite, they were on their way between Jerusalem and Jericho. Jericho at that time was the city where a lot of priests, thousands of priests lived. It was just known that was the city of the priests. At that time there were also many Levites living there. So there were many of the priests and Levites traveling between Jericho and Jerusalem, going to Jerusalem to perform their duties and then heading back home to Jericho. And I suppose that these two men were on their way back from having performed their priestly duties. These were church people, people who attended church and were active there.
Mhlawumbe priest ube jahe ekhaya. Mhlawumbe umkakhe ube semphekela ukudla. Asheshe afike. Nomlevi futhi athi ayisazosephuthuma emsebenzini wami. Anginasikhathi ngalo muntu ohluphekile.
I don't know whether they were perhaps married and in a rush to get home because the wife had cooked a meal and they didn't want to get there late, or perhaps on their way to the temple to go and perform their duties there.
UJesu wathi ngelinye ilanga kubaFarisi nababhali nabapriesti ethi hambani. Nifunde ukuthi kuthini ukuba ngifunise ihawu, hayi umhlatshelo, hayi umnikelo.
No wonder the Lord one day said to the Pharisees and the scribes and the priests, and he says, go and learn what it means that I don't want sacrifice, I want compassion.
Athi kufundeni lokho, senakufunda yini izihlobo zami ukuba nesihle
Dear friend, have you learned that? That you have compassion on the one who is in need, who is suffering? But perhaps you say, well, I am a Christian, and I do also sing in the choir, and I do also give my tithe, and you do all those things, but you have no compassion for your neighbor.
Maybe for your family, for your children, for the ones you love.
Perhaps you're just saying, well, I don't get involved in anyone else's business. I mind my own business. And you don't care, and you have no compassion on these other people. And maybe you even call them these derogatory names.
Badula, kulom Samaria, abase Samaria bebeti batugi lengenkolo.
And they looked down on this man. And remember, at that time, the Samaritans were looked down upon and looked upon as those who had really left the road, even in the spiritual sense.
As if they are heretics, if they are the devil. That was their relationship, their feeling concerning those people.
Iloko ababekuzwa ngalabo bantu.
UJesu wathi, "Wothanda umakhelwane wakho njengokuba uzithanda wena, noma emhlophe, noma intsundu, noma indiya, noma ikhalati, noma umkhuliya wasekholiya." Nobe hloboni uNkulunkulu uthi asimthande njengokuba sizithande thina.
Now the Lord Jesus says to us, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that applies to everyone, whether he's white, black, Indian, colored, Korean, whatever, whoever he or she is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Wena unake nje ukuba ulale usudlile usuthi mhlawumbe udle ukuze kweqe ube isiminzi kanti awunandaba ngalaba abalalayo bengadlile.
Maybe you're just concerned that you have enough to fill your own belly and you eat, and maybe you overeat, you're a glutton, you overdo it, and you have no concern about others who don't even have to eat.
You can't love God if you don't love your brother, who was made like you in God's image. And if you say you do, the Bible says you're a liar. It's not true.
Akwazi ukusho ukuthi uyamthanda uNkulunkulu. Kanti awumthandi lo owadalwa njengawe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uthi unamanga uma uthi uyamthanda ungamthandi lowo.
Wena onako kwakho nje uzinaka wena, uzifunelo kwakho. You are your own God. UNkulunkulu akekho. Uwena onguNkulunkulu wakho. Wenza ukuthandayo, uya lapho uthanda khona. Akabusi uNkulunkulu, akekho enhlizweni yakho. kubusa umina u egoistiki.
God is not control of your life, but your own ego. You are controlling your own life. You do what you like, go where you like, just do what you feel like.
Uzbanu mkulu, uzbanu hlakaniphile, uzbanu phakeme, uzbanu fundile kunabanye.
You think a lot of yourself? You think a lot of yourself, and you actually think you are better and better off than other people. You regard yourself as more educated. You forget that the Lord says that he who thinks that way of himself is actually the least.
Ngibona ngathi ube uFrench ngoba uma ngizwa leso sibongo thina sithi Gounod ama French acho kuye.
Now Mr. Gounod or Gounod, and a Frenchman I think he was, if I hear surname.
Wathi lapho ngisentsizwa ngisemusha.
He said when I was still a young man, he says he often spoke and referred to himself. He said, well, he talked about himself and Mozart.
Mozart, umuntu wemusic, waba umuntu onodumo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuze kube namhlanje. I will look up shy screen, shy in como, bang, sin do. God be music, young and bad.
Now,
the classic.
Mozart, as you know, is very involved in music, classical music. Not the type that we have today where there's a lot of drums and noise in it.
Uyazi pelinda baga Mozart. Uyazi esemusha.
Perhaps you know the story of Mozart. When he was young, he loved a certain girl and wanted to marry her. Mozart was a very short man and he didn't look like much. So when this girl contemplated marrying him and thought, but I don't really want to get married to such a small, frail man like Mozart. I want a well-built, handsome young man as my husband. So Mozart was disappointed when she turned down the proposal. And so after some time, she actually found a well-built young man.
Ich habe nicht gewusst, dass in diesem kleinen Mann so viel steckt.
Now, So after some years when Mozart was famous, she went to a concert and he was performing there. And when she saw him and what he had achieved, she said in German, "I never knew that in this little man there could be so much contained, that so much can be contained in such a little man." Now, I don't know whether she regretted making the decision she did, marrying the man she did. I don't know what job he did. Maybe he was a lorry driver. I don't know. She at that time had just seen a frail, small man, not realizing what heights he would reach in music. So this man, he referred to, when he spoke about himself, he said, well, he talked about himself and Mozart. And then later, as time went on, he got a bit older, then he started referring to himself, he spoke about Mozart and myself. So it was Mozart and I. But later, when he got even older, it was all he spoke about was Mozart. Now, I don't speak about Mozart here. I'm speaking about God himself. But maybe in your life, it's also a case of myself and Mozart, and God in this case.
God is missing. You are on the throne. You do things you like, the way you feel. You speak what you like. God isn't there. It's God, it's you and God somewhere. God doesn't play his part in your life.
Empeleni uNkulunkulu akasholutho kuwena. Uwena nje osemqoko, uwenza okuthandayo, usho okuthandayo. uNkulunkulu ukude nje ulapha yana nekuthi.
Uma ngithanda ukuya enkonzweni ngiyaye enkonzweni. Uma ngithanda ukuya edolobheni ngiyaye egudolobheni. Uma ngifuna ukustadisha ngistadisha lapho ngithanda khona.
If I want to go to church, I feel like it, then I go. If I feel like going shopping, I go shopping. If I want to study, I go and study, and I study wherever I feel like studying. I don't even ask God what he says about it.
God and I. Kulunkulu half, bona half.
And then there are those who speak about God and I. So they're in a 50-50 relationship. It's not God alone. It's a mixture of the two. You like a man who has two wives. Or you like a woman who has two husbands. You are not perfect in God.
God, the first and the last. Uyeno nqumindaba. Uyeno sele salweni. Uyeno wangdalayo.
But God wants to be God in your life, the first and the last. And he says, I created you, and you will give account to me at the end.
Ugunati, that is a story of a man who thought a lot of himself. His life just turned around. If he's got enough, if he's satisfied, then the whole world is satisfied in his eyes.
Abantu abaningi bafana nale ndoda. Konke nje kuzoya ngokuthi bona bezwani. Ikupha abakufunayo. Uma kubahambela kahle, hayi yonke into ihamba kahle.
Umpristu benjalo, nomlevu benjalo, bebesonta, bebemazi uNkulunkulu ngokuzwa kwendlebe, kodwa bengakahlangani naye ngqo, face to face.
See, these two people were like the priest and the Levite. They were like that. They went to church and even served God, yet they were people who had only heard about God. They had not seen him and experienced him personally, face to face.
Ngoba uma uNkulunkulu ebusa empilweni yami, uzothi uNkulunkulu uthanda ukuba ngenze njani, ngise ningizimu ne-Afrika, uthanda ukuthi ngiqhube ngandlelani na, bese ufuna indlela kaNkulunkulu njengokusho.
But if God has a rightful place in your life, you will pray and ask God and say, Lord, you've placed me here in South Africa. What is your purpose with my life as you have placed me here? What's your will for me? Now let me continue because I didn't want the service to be too long.
Ipointi lokuqala la encwadini kwabaseRoma 12 kusukela kuverse 6. Ipointi lokuqala uma kukhona onesiprofeto.
Here in Romans 12 verse 6, the first thing it refers to is prophecy. And if by grace that's been given to you, then let us prophesy.
Kukhona abaprofeti.
They are prophets.
Okusemqoka kumprofeti. Umprofeti umuntu uhlala eduze noNkulunkulu. Athi uNkulunkulu wena ufuna ukuba ngibatshela abantu kuphi. Akakwazi ukuyikhulumela. Uma ikhulumela, akasiyo umprofeti weqiniso. Ungumprofeti wamanga.
Who's a prophet? What does a prophet do? He's someone who's close to God, and he listens to what God says and passes that on to the people. If he just says his own thing, he's not a true prophet.
In today's language, a prophet prophesies. That means he expounds publicly the word of God. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ashumayeza abantu.
So he's someone who speaks to the people and tells them what God says and what God requires. He speaks out against sin. He's not like preachers who today don't even say anything about sin. They say nothing about drug abuse and about alcoholism and all the other crimes. And it says he prophesies according to his faith. He speaks about repentance.
Akhulume ngokuyisola ngezono zakho.
About remorse for your sin and regret.
Akhulume ngezulu, akhulume ngesihogo.
He speaks about heaven and speaks about hell.
Akhulume ngayo umoya ongcwele.
And he speaks in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kuthiwa umprofiti ke umshumayeli. Ashumayela khube ngaleyo ndlela ngoba ngasekugcineni uNkulunkulu uJesu ijaji lamajaji lizothi hey wena ubatshela abantu iqiniso lasezulwini.
And that's how he should prophesy,
Because one day the Lord Jesus, who will be the judge, he will call you to account and say, did you prophesy? Did you speak the truth?
And to serve.
We have not been made to be on this earth to be served. Jesus even said he didn't come to be served. He came to serve.
And
he practiced it. He even took that water and that dish and he washed his disciples' feet, by that teaching us that we too should serve. He didn't want to be served like some people today who want positions. Even the preacher's wife, she gets quite bloated and haughty about the fact that she's married to the preacher and then she wants special treatment because of it. And people jostle for position. They want to be recognized. I'm Mr. So-and-so, or Miss or Mrs. So-and-so. And they forget that the Lord says, if you want to be honored, then you become the least.
The greatest, the smallest. The first, the last.
Woe to you, for on judgment day, hell's mouth will be wide open, waiting just to swallow you. And then also another gift is teaching. Now, there are different ways of teaching, and we also saw the students who want to become teachers. That's a good thing. It's not wrong. But if you're not a teacher, don't try to be a teacher just because someone else is, and try and just do them. Don't get involved in someone else's gift. Let them use their gift. Use yours. Even if you only received one gift, make good use of it. And don't look at the one who has two or five and then be jealous that they got more than you did. There were two girls. One was extremely beautiful. The other one was ugly.
Hayi kudadewabo ongemuhle.
And the beautiful one got all the attention and all the good things. And then amazingly, one day they both got married. And they fell pregnant at the same time. And the children were born. And then the beautiful one, that her child was really nothing special, an ugly child. But the ugly one had a beautiful daughter.
Lona.
And the beautiful mother got so jealous about her sister who had the beautiful child. And eventually she tried to swap the children, that she could get her sister's child. Can you imagine such a thing? Now we could say a lot just about that, but because of time we can't. But you take that, go home, think about it, and chew the cud. Someone else may have a position, and then you desire his position. You're not satisfied with what you've got. And then you're so jealous, and you desperately want what he's got, whereas you should be satisfied with where God has placed you, and you be faithful in that.
Kono yalayo, yala, ngobuzobona umuntu, enza into engafanele.
And then there are those that exhort, that help people who have done the wrong thing, and you can in the right way go and exhort such a person and help him to get things right. So there are such people that have that gift to exhort others, even young people. And then there's the one who gives. And he gives to the one who doesn't have, who's in need. But he doesn't just give because it's a duty, but he does it freely and happily, and he rejoices when he can help someone. In the Lord's sermon, he said, "He who has two coats, let him give to the one who doesn't have." You see, God's standard is different to our human standards. And then there's the one who has the gift to lead. he's gifted in that way. He's a leader. And you who don't have that gift, don't try and be a leader if that's not your gift. Then it's your duty, and you can just follow the one who's leading.
No chaugelai, uchaugele abaye, uba bona besuphekile, uba sinze, bono makelwane besuphekile, uba legelele.
And then there's the one who shows mercy. He has mercy on others. He has a feeling for them. The neighbors are in need. He feels for them, and he helps them. And then the final point.
Uthando malungabi nokuzenzisa. Ninyanye okubi nibambelele kokuhle.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
Aw, maKristu, nani ngane zesikole, ngiyakunyanya okubi, noma nidutana nabantu abangenzi into esile, nawe ungene kukho kuthiwa nyanya okubi.
You Christians, you school children, do you abhor, do you hate what is evil, or do you side with those that do evil? And then you need to cling to what is good. And you need to practice that love which is without hypocrisy. Now just take God's word, use it as a mirror, and look at yourself in this mirror, and just see whether you measure up, whether you are living according to His word, or is there somewhere where you fall short? Just look at your life and search your life and say, have I really lived according to God's word, His will, and the way He wants me to live?
If not, then repent right now. Say, sorry, God, I've sinned. Work in my life that I won't just be a hearer of God's word, but to do it.
Mangenjalo kala kuNkulunkulu uthi uNkulunkulu ngithethelele ngisiza ukuthi futhi ngingabe umuntu olalelayo kuphela kodwa owenzayo.
Uma silalela is umhlaba uzofana nezulu. Uma singalaleli umhlaba uzofana nesihogo.
And if we obey, here on earth will be like heaven. But if we disobey, it will be like hell. What will you experience in your life? If you obey, you'll experience heaven in your life. But if you disobey, you'll experience hell in your life. Let's bow our heads and pray.
Lord, we have heard your word.
We
have heard what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans. Help us to be true children of God, that one day when we meet with you, we will hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We pray, Lord Jesus, that your grace will be with us all.
No tando lukankulunkulu luqiqime ezinhlizweni zethu.
And that the love of God will fill and overflow in our hearts.
Nenhlanganyelo kamoya ongcwele kube yinto esiyaziyo.
And may we experience and know the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And that he'll instruct and teach us and lead us into all the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Vier, will you be so kind and take our friends to my house? Okay. Siyabonga ke, Nkosi Benan. Hambani ke. Niphile impilo eshu uNkulunkulu maye kini uma kudlula usuku lodwa ningaphilanga ngalendlela.
Thank you and may the Lord be with you, and go now and live the life that God wants you to live. Woe if one day passes and you haven't lived this life.